How did Rav Kook view secular Zionists? Rav Kook believed that there are three stages in Jewish history, Bayis Rishon being a time of nationhood, prophecy, intuition, spirit of the law. It's an ideal relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with God, but it fails. So Bayis Sheni, second Beis HaMikdash, and its aftermath creates a framework that focuses on meaning and learn, and focuses on learning, halacha, a framework that lasts throughout the Gullus, but becomes too dry. So Hasidism introduces the ideal relationship once again, and the return to Eretz Yisrael will hopefully lead to a synthesis of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni ideals. Rav Kook believed in the development of Jewish history, that there is Aliyas Hadoros, that we're actually getting better, getting closer to Mashiach, that modernity could be good, the world is constantly improving, and that is consistent with his view of Teshuvah, that all of existence is constantly returning back to its source. We are constantly coming closer and closer to a perfected return back to our source. But if we believe in Aliyas Hadoros, and the world is engaged in the process of tshuva, and that the entire Zionist movement is another step towards tshuva and Aliyas Hadoros, then what does Rav Kook do with these secular anti-religious Zionist pioneers? How do they fit into his overall religious worldview? At the beginning of the 20th century, Judaism and Zionism were not only contradictory in the eyes of most Jews, but in many ways, they were hostile towards one another. In the 19th century, many of the original Zionist thinkers were religious, like Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, Rav Yehuda Alkalai. But the mass Zionist movement that sprang up at the end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th century was secular. The goal of a Jewish state was to abandon religious principles, and therefore many rabbis condemned secular Zionism as an attempt to destroy Torah and traditional Judaism. Some rabbis, like Rabbi Rhines, believe that secular Zionism was against Torah values. But out of necessity, we need to work with secular Zionists to create a safe haven to escape anti-Semitism, and we'll try to avoid discussions of what Jewish culture should look like in a Jewish state. Rav Kook, though, had a different approach. In 1913, a delegation of rabbis visited new moshavot, new farming settlements in the Shomron and the Galil, to strengthen religious matters there, such as Shabbos observance, Torah education, and separating trumos and masros. At the head of the delegation was Rav Kook, who was 49 years old at the time, then the rabbi of Yafo and the moshavot. Together with him were a number of important rabbis, most notably Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, age 65, of Yerushalayim. Rav Kook famously said, "Hachadash Yitkadesh, Vaha Kodesh Yitkadesh. The new will become holy, and the holy will become renewed." Rav Sonnenfeld was aghast at the lack of observance of the anti-religious Zionist pioneers. Story is told that a close associate of Rav Sonnenfeld once came to Rav Kook's house to discuss current events, and he shared the following idea for Rav Sonnenfeld. "We only find the word Nachnu twice in the Torah. In Parshas Matos, it says, Nachnu Navor Chalutzim Lifnei Hashem. And it also says in Eicha, Nachnu Pashadu Umarinu. The word association of Nachnu hints to the fact that the Chalutzim, who were the secular pioneers currently building the land, are considered Nachnu from Eicha, Pashad Marinu. They're considered sinners who rebel against the word of God." Upon hearing this, Rav Kook said, "Please tell my distinguished friend, Rav Yosef Chaim, that there is a third occurrence of the word Nachnu in the Torah. When the brothers appeared before Yosef in Mitzrayim, they said, Kulanu b'nei ish echad, we're all the children of one man, nachnu kenim, we're all innocent." And Rav Kook said this means that all Jews, be they religious or secular, are descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they have the zchus avos. So we must hope and pray that the merit of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael will protect the pioneers, builders of our land, and that through this mitzvah they will be inspired to return to Torah. These are two radically different views. Supporting Rav Chaim Sonnenfeld's view of Elchanan Wasserman, Gadol Hador in Eastern Europe, who was murdered by the Nazis, wrote a passage in Ikvasa de Mashiach, The Birth Pangs of Mashiach, wrote in his Kovetz Mamarim, where he critiques the generation of secular anti-religious settlers. He writes, "In these times, Jews have chosen two forms of idolatry before which to offer their sacrifices. They are socialism and nationalism. The ideology of the new nationalism may be defined succinctly. Let us be like all the nations. Nothing is asked of a Jew but national feeling. One who carries shekels and sings hatikvah is exempt from all the commandments of the Torah. Clearly, this approach is considered idolatrous in the eyes of the Torah." These two forms of idolatry have poisoned the minds and hearts of Jewish youth. Each has its leadership of false prophets in the form of authors and speakers who perform their work faultlessly. A miraculous feat has been accomplished in the heavens. These two forms of idolatry have been fused into one. National socialism, i.e. Nazism, they have been forged into a terrible staff of wrath that beats Jews all over the head. The impurities with which we worship come to beat us. Your own evil will afflict you. So obviously, Rav, and this is the approach of many Gedolim, like Rav Chana Wasserman, who were very critical of these secular anti-religious settlers. How did Rav Kook view this new group of anti-religious settlers? So Rav Kook believed that the world is getting better. So if there's a new movement, then that's an improvement. But how are anti-religious Zionists an improvement? So he writes this essay called Mamar Hador, the past, an article about this new generation. He addresses the situation. He points out that there is Aliyas Hadoros, there is an ascension of generations, and sometimes the ascent is more gradual, and sometimes it's more accelerated. And he felt that the pace of change in this generation is much greater, and we must respond to this new generation. Since a large number of Jews rushed to a particular ideology under the banner of morality and virtue, it meant that this ideology must contain a spark of divine light. This movement, even if it may contradict the directives of the Torah, must be viewed as a hitgalut elokim, a revelation of the divine. And the righteous of the generation must work to find the divine spark within the movement. We must find the spark's native, authentic manifestation in Judaism. What then is that authentic manifestation in Judaism that exists in these secular Zionists? So the Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem Tesu Beis, tells us that Be'ikvos Mashiach Chutzpah Yaske, in the period preceding the coming of the Mashiach, there will be chutzpah will be rampant. It will be a time of chutzpah. And Rav Kook understands this to mean a rejection of the old stagnant Judaism. The Gemara talks about how the youth will disrespect the old. The old will stand up for the young. It'll be topsy-turvy. But this idea is the youth will reject the old, Rav Kook says, because they reject this the Judaism that currently exists. Rav Kook explains that the Chalutzim saw that Judaism and Zionism were opposed to each other, so they opted for a modern, idealistic, nationalistic ideology, and they rebelled against what they saw was a stagnant, old-fashioned, and shallow religion. It was a rejection of the Gullus mentality, and it was a desire for a land and a nation. And he writes that the rebellion was not because Torah was too difficult for them. He says that it was because it wasn't compelling enough for them. They wanted ideals, and they were answered with negatives. They weren't lazy. He writes that this new movement contains Rigshei HaChesed, HaYosher, HaMishpat, VaChemla, Olim Misgabrim. That this new movement, even though it seems to be anti-halachic, but it's based on feelings of kindness and justice and mercy and strength. HaKoach HaMadi VaDi Ali, the abilities, the intellectual abilities, the idealistic abilities are strengthening. He says, Chelek gadol mi'ador atzair einenu chash kol kavod l'chol mashurgal. A large portion of the generation, of the young generation, doesn't give respect to what they're used to, what's been in place. Lo b'nei ofla nafsho, not because its soul is dirty, but because it's rising. In other words, there are values. They don't believe in this galut mentality anymore. The rebellion was because, again, they found that the current Judaism was an empty ritual. And Rav Kook explained, again, it was based on a desire for a land and a nation. And the truth is that we are charged to become an Or LaGoyim, a light unto the nations. We can't be a light unto the nations unless we are a nation. We cannot separate the state from the religion. Moreover, Rav Kook believes that even if they do not believe in Torah and mitzvos, you can't divorce a love for Am Yisrael from a love of God, even if you don't realize it. That's what he writes. He writes that Aval ma shehem rotzim einem yodim batzmam. They don't know what they want. Kol kach mechubar hu ruach Yisrael ruach alkim. The spirit of Israel is bound to the spirit of God so much so, it's so strong. Ad asher afilu mish omer she'enu niska klal ruach Hashem. Even if someone says there's no need for the spirit of Hashem, kimen shu omer shu chavit ruach Yisrael. Once you say you want the spirit, the Jewish spirit, ruach eloki shora betochiot, nekudat shifato gam bal karcho. Once you're saying you care about the Jewish people, then the divine spirit rests inside of you. This is what Rav Kook writes in Shmona Kvatzim. And he also writes that on some level, more than that, he says that these Zionists are holy. They have a spark of Kedusha. In fact, Rav Kook writes that, he writes this in Orot HaTchiyah. He writes that on some level, the nefesh of the settlers is more correct than the nefesh of the Orthodox, who don't feel connected to Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And the goal is to strengthen the nefesh and the ruach. So he writes in Orot HaTchiyah that the truth is that this connects to Rav Kook's view of Jewish history at this time. The desire to fuse the ideals of the first Beis HaMikdash, the idealism, the spirit of the law, the nation, the experiential aspect of Judaism, the nefesh with the ideals of the second Beis HaMikdash, halacha, religious observance, learning, etc. And this spark consisted of a desire to resurrect a full, authentic Jewish national life in the land of Israel. This was an essential condition for Judaism's further existence and development. And Rav Kook believed that we need to respond to these idealistic settlers by adapting Judaism in a manner that's meaningful to them. Teach more Kabbalah, teach more experiential aspects of Judaism. Of course, Rav Kook is the ultimate idealist. Rav Kook would think that you are better than you actually are. He's very much looks for the best in everyone. But it wasn't simply that he judged everyone favorably, that he looked for the good in everyone. Rav Kook had a very thought-out philosophy as to how the new generation fit into the trajectory of Jewish history, the ascent of generations, the process of tshuva of the world unfolding at a rapid pace with these new pioneering Zionists.